Begin transmission.
Well, hello, this is Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio. And normally at this time we would have a daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. But if you're hearing this message, and you are, that means that it's either a bank holiday in Aruba, the Cayman Islands, or Cyprus, or it might be a weekend, or the revolution has started but has not yet been televised. As such, today we're just gonna listen to some music while I do all the wacky stuff that I need to do. So let's start it off with this cool tune. Oh, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to listen to music right now. We'll play a little bit of music here in a little bit. But first, I need to talk about some very important things. I just heard somebody walk down the stairs of the deck. You know, I got this window open, and I sit here and I do my radio show in front of this open window that looks out into my backyard, specifically onto the staircase of my deck, and I better take a peek, see who's out there, because at nighttime it's usually raccoons or possums, but I have a feeling that was the girlfriend. Let's take a look here. Ah, yes. It turns out that my crazy stripper girlfriend has gone out into the backyard. The good news is, or bad news, depending on however you want to look at it, she has remembered to wear clothes, and she is fully dressed, unlike some other photographs you've seen. Now, apparently she's examining the bee tree. I have a tree, it's a sugar maple in the corner of my backyard, that is, it's old and partially falling down, but there's a big hollow inside of it that is home to a very large colony of bees, and sometimes they swarm, and when they all come out, my whole backyard just looks like, I don't know, the end of days. Just bugs flying around. It's pretty cool. And I don't know what she's doing out there, but you know, it doesn't really matter. Who knows? Today is Saturday, and in America that means it's football day, and in other countries it means it's football day too, but different kinds of football. I myself have got my television tuned to the English Premier League games that are on, and I'm catching the second half of this particular game. And then tonight, I will watch my highlight shows and my other football talk shows. And then there will be a repeat of some of the games, and hopefully I will see one that I haven't seen yet today. And then at some point in time, if I'm bored, I will flip through all the channels to see if my state's college football team is playing. That would be the Nebraska Cornhuskers, sometimes known as just the Huskers. What's a husker? It's a person who removes the husk from an ear of corn. And as good as a name as that is, Cornhuskers. I like the original name of our football team better. And this goes way back before the turn of the century. And I don't mean the turn of the last century, I mean the turn of the century previous to this most recent one. But yes, the Nebraska football team used to be called the Bug Eaters. And I think that's awesome. Yeah, go Bug Eaters! Yeah, go Bug Eaters! Beat the Golden Gophers! Yeah, the Bug Eaters, aka the Cornhuskers, played the Golden Gophers last week. Another team name that I just think is awesome. The Golden Gophers. They don't do too well against Nebraska, generally speaking. But they're still awesome. In other news, I noticed that the new popular kids room in Comm has been changed to library as of yesterday. That's great. But it's not as easy to type as roof. And somebody else made a comment, it might have been Barnacle, that he missed the days where the cool room was the bar. And I thought to myself, you know, that's a good point. Bar is a lot easier to type than library and roof. So remind me to get that going next time I have the chance. Maybe instead of bar, I'll call it the tap room. No, that's not any easier to type. Pub, maybe? Nah. We'll just stick with bar. In tea drinking news today, the latest announcement is I'm drinking a new tea. I found on sale in the grocery store a canned tea that is a black and green tea that is also sweet. And I compulsively bought some. And I'm glad I did because it's actually not horrible. You know, most canned tea has that weird flavor to it that's supposed to be the flavor of tea, which it clearly isn't. Kind of like how you get those candies that are cherry flavored. They don't taste anything like cherry. But that's beside the point. This is actually a halfway decent tea, and it's not overly sweet. And I am drinking it cold. It's pretty yummy. Yeah. I do enjoy drinking tea, and I do drink a lot of it. It is Saturday. Today is Saturday. Hooray. What else do I do on Saturdays other than radio shows and watching all my football? You know what else I like to do is very late on Sunday night or Saturday nights, which is technically very early Sunday mornings, TCM, Turner Classic Movies, plays lots of old underground type films, and so I do enjoy staying up super late and seeing what's on TCM. What's on tonight? What cool underground movies are they gonna play? Let's find out. We'll just check the handy dandy computer here, click the mouse, and let's see, what do we got? I gotta scroll down here a little bit. Ooh, and it's all good news, just as I suspected. Tonight, overnight, the good thing on TV, on TCM, is The Decline of Western Civilization Part 3, directed by Penelope Spheris. And I'm so happy because I've never actually seen Part 3. I've seen Parts 1 and 2 within the last week. But I don't think, don't quote me on this, you might want to look it up, I don't think Decline of Western Civilization Part 3 was ever released in theaters. I think it went straight to video, but I'm not sure. And that's why I've never seen it. This is the one that's about gutter punks, and I am looking forward to seeing it. And then after Decline of Western Civilization is a 10 minutes short on the making of Cannery Row. That's a good movie, I probably will watch that little documentary. And then after that is Over the Edge. I haven't seen that in a while. It's another one of your typical suburban teens gone bad type of film. Oh, that'll be great. And speaking of suburban teens gone bad and Penelope Spheris, I'm surprised they haven't shown Suburbia. This month they've on TCM, they've been doing a thing about female directors, and they've been showing movies just from famous female movie directors, and they've shown a few Penelope Spheris movies, but my favorite one is Suburbia, and they haven't shown it yet, but I suspect they will. I think they have it, because I think I've seen it on TCM before. Maybe not, I can't really remember, but so if you're looking for some good movies tonight and you're up in the wee hours, put it on TCM, Decline of Western Civilization Part 3, and Over the Edge. It's going to be great. And while I got this web browser open, I think I'm going to get out of the TCM website and head on over to my Domino's website, and I'm going to play some Domino's while I'm talking about other stuff. It rained overnight. Not a whole heck of a lot, but enough. So I did, in fact, go running around to all my usual places looking for mushrooms. And I did find some oysters, some Pleurotus ostreatus, some brand new fresh oysters. I actually could smell them before I saw them, and I found them. And I said, yay, I found some oyster mushrooms. But what I was really looking for were maitake. And maitake mushrooms are very, very delicious, and they pop up now, between now and, well, before it gets too cold. So we've probably got another couple weeks at least to be looking for them, and I am, because they're very delicious and they're also very profitable. You know, if you find one, you can sell maitake mushrooms for about $20 a pound, give or take. And a single maitake is a few pounds, because this is a big cluster of mushrooms, one big huge thing, and it looks really weird. And you can find them sometimes growing on stumps. So if you find a big weird looking fungus on a stump, get it. Either eat it or turn around and sell it, because that, if you find a 5-pounder, you can sell it for an easy $100. And I'd love to tell you all about making money by picking mushrooms up off the ground, but this is not the mushroom show. This is the Saturday show of the Dubious Goals Committee. You're listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I think it's about time that we listen to some weird stuff. So let's listen to a little bit of music and a little bit of weirdness, and I'll be back in a minute.
And listen, with a drink, I got to know. Tattoo, tattoo, cause I'm rock, rock. Half black, half white, time now. Gang of money,
notice what I'm wearing. I'm noticing you're staring. You know that I can take it to the next level, baby. Harder than the A-list. Next one on my hit list. Baby, let me blow your mind tonight. I can't take it, take it, take no more. You waiting for?
Let's go.
Oh,
You don't wash much, do you? Judging by the horrible smell.
Why'd you say that, brother? I had a shower this morning.
Oh, you had a shower. You trying to call me a liar?
No, brother.
Well, you must think I'm awfully stupid.
Why did you do that, brother? I've never done wrong to you.
You want to know why I did that? Well, you see, I do this, and that, and this, because I don't like your horrible type, do I? And if you want to start something, if you want to start, well, you just go ahead. Go on. Please do. Go on.
I'm going to be sick. I'm going to be sick.
I'm going to be sick.
I'm going to be sick. Please let me get up.
You want to get up? Now, you listen to me. If you want to get up, you got to do something for me. Here. Oh. Oh, you see that? You see that, you? Well, I want you to lick it. Go on! Lick it.
And oh, my brothers, would you believe your faithful friend and long-suffering narrator pushed out his red yazzik a mile and a half to lick the Grazny Vonny boots?
And again!
The horrible killing sickness had whooshed up and turned the light joy of battle into a feeling I was going to snuff it.
And again. Nice and clean.
Thank you very much. That will do very well.
Why are you giving me the yanks? Well, you see those birdies outside? You don't like those birdies? You want to eat them up? You don't want to eat them up? You just want to give them a chomp? Do you want to go outside and get those birdies? Do you want to kick those birdies' asses?
From the Moscow radio telephone station. This is a transmission for circuit adjustment purposes from the Moscow radio telephone station. This is a transmission for circuit adjustment purposes from the Moscow radio telephone station. This is a transmission for circuit adjustment purposes from the Moscow radio telephone station. This is a transmission for circuit adjustment purposes from the Moscow radio telephone station. This is a transmission for circuit adjustment purposes from the Moscow radio telephone station. This is a transmission for circuit adjustment purposes from the Moscow radio telephone station.
You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm the chairman. My name is Tobe. This is a non-radio, whether you like it or not. And as I look at the agenda, we are down to item 7B. photographs of turkeys. Yes, I got a lot of good pictures of turkeys the other day, and even a picture with turkeys with a marmot. There's a big fat marmot in the middle of a field, and these turkeys are just hanging out with them, and they're all grubbing down on whatever good stuff's growing in the field. But I can't upload them because of some recent DDoS, and I can't get the damn gallery to work, or maybe it's part of the upgrade too, but I had all kinds of problems today when SDF got slammed. Item 7C, photographs of the fat squirrel that I saw today, same problem. Item 8, there really isn't an agenda. I make this stuff up as I go along, but we knew that already. I've got my television on with the sound off, and I can see it out of the corner of my eye, and I've got the highlight show for the Europa League games that were on today. And boy, there was a lot of red cards, I just happened to notice. But I won't bore you with talk of the Europa League, because I know everybody listens to this, or the reason nobody does, in fact, listen to this is Tobe only talks about stuff that nobody ever knows anything about. I don't know what the hell he's talking about at any given time, so I'm not less on, yeah, well, oh well. Oh no, I got no listeners. What am I gonna do? I have to drive traffic to my radio show, the Dubious Goals Committee, right here on a non-radio. Oh, that reminds me. Do you want to buy a lamp? Well, you know, it's not really so much of a lamp as it is kind of a light sculpture and a sort of lamp. It gives off light, but you might not be reading by it. The best thing about it is that it is completely unique. And if you'd like to buy one, email me. You know how to get a hold of me. Don't pretend like you don't. Did I mention I saw some ducks today? Yeah, I went out to the pond. There were some geese, a whole bunch of ducks, wood ducks, and a lot of mallards, and I didn't see the blue herons. It was raining a little bit. It was sort of drizzly. But all of the wood ducks were freaking out, and I saw a fat squirrel. I already mentioned the fat squirrel, but I saw the fat squirrel shortly before I saw the ducks, and that fat squirrel, it's firmly etched in my mind. I really should try uploading that photograph again, because you gotta see the fat squirrel. It's ridiculous. And speaking of the pond, and by pond I mean this wetlands that's near my house that I hang out at, I am now in possession of the tiger trap, and so it's my job this spring coming up to try to catch tigers at the wetland. And when I say tigers, unfortunately I don't mean a large cat. I do in fact mean tiger salamanders. Apparently this wetland is an ideal place for tiger salamanders to habitate. And so we're looking for them and trying to see if we have any. And we've been looking for the last, I don't know, two, or will this be like the third year now? And so we have this trap, and I'm loathe to call it a trap because it sounds like an evil, horrible thing, but it's just this like little wire cage that has a little ramp in it, and so the salamanders can crawl in, and then when they get in it, they can't crawl back out unless you open the spring-loaded door, and it's perfectly safe. It doesn't hurt them or kill them in any way. We just want to see if we have any, and so what we do is we go place this strategically in areas where we think, oh, this would be a good place for tiger salamanders. And we leave it there, and we place it just on the edge of the water, just right. And in the spring, when apparently they're mating, they have this funny behavior where they go skipping along the water line, and they go in and out of little nooks and crannies looking for apparently female tiger salamanders. And this is how you apparently trap them. So then we put the trap out and we check it every day, and I go and I check it twice a day, just because I go to this place so often, especially in the spring. Oh, and I noticed there was some new beaver damage today, too. That was really funny. The water level is really high. When the water level is really high, beavers come in and they think, ooh, this would be a nice place to build a dam. So they start chewing down trees, and that's always hilarious, but not super good for all of the people who need to have the trees. Birds, mostly. But I still haven't seen the beaver there, even though I have been looking. And boy, when I find him, you'll probably be the first people to know. But I'm looking at the clock now, and I'm noticing that I'm starting to run out of time, and I'm proud to say that guess who's not coming up next? That's right. You do not have to listen to DJ Kumata today, right after my show. Because today, oh boy, he's back. It's true. You didn't just hear a rumor or see something in comm that didn't quite make sense. It is a fact. Barnacle has returned. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Immediately following my show, you will be able to tune into the Barnacle Show. Who knows what he'll have up his sleeve today. It might be really interesting, as usual, because, as you know, he will be broadcasting live from his new location in sunny California. That's right. Live from the West Coast. He's a West Coast dog now. He's hip. He's suave. He's the Barnacle Boy. Tune in right after this. That's right. Okay. So, I really should get out of here. So I'm going to take off. This has been the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, and you're listening to Anon Radio. You're going to listen to some beeps, some weirdness, and then coming right up after me, DJ Barnacle. So bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
You gonna be a radio kitty?